Well, good morning, Brent. How are you?
2447321.
Well, waiting for the boss to call somewhere in the coop this morning. He may be calling in as we speak.
That's from the Chicken Coop. Chicken Coop Productions. You never know what you're going to get, you know. I tell you what, it's a potpourri of different items every Saturday morning.
Yeah, I think he's been calling in. The trading post locks up all of the lines here in the area.
It's my fault, sir. I take full responsibility for that.
Nope.
How about the old commode today?
Yes.
An old, authentic commode. Joel Nashman, thank you so much for all your help today. And we gave, I don't know if you knew this, Jack, we gave Dex Rowe a day off.
You did?
Yep. He's so talented. He's got so many projects. And, Dex is just a great guy. And I'm just glad he took a little rest today. So
he'll be back with us, we hope, next week.
Well, yes. And if he takes 2 days in a row, I'm going to dock his pay. I mean, that's.
Would you like to read the... Gettysburg address or something. I have all sorts of phone calls coming in here. I think we have a little problem with our phone system this morning.
This is the new phone system, I think.
Yeah, so.
Well, we've got to read the directions, Jack.
Yes.
That's the way I try. I'm one of those guys, by the way. I try to do everything without reading the directions as a last resort. So the spigot's a little bit further open right now. We're all happy to hear that. Then the governor's going to come back on Monday, and he's going to talk about opening the spigot some more. We've got some people protesting. It's not fast enough. Some people protesting. It's too fast. Yabba, 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 yabba.
Hello?
Hello.
Where are you this morning?
I'm at Waterbury. At the home.
At the home?
Yeah, I'm home. Well, I'm at the coop.
Oh, you're at the coop. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you might want to turn the radio down in the background there somewhere. You can hear it. You still there?
Hello?
Hello? Can you hear us? Hello? Oh, this is going out great.
Beyond our capability of dealing with it, we're having trouble here in the coop this morning.
Well, I think it's not just you. We've had several callers this morning talk about the three-second delay.
Yeah, well, that's there, too. But more than that... I don't know. I guess one of the chickens must have left something off the hook, and so we were incapacitated in getting to you and talking about all the momentous things we were intending to do, and now I'm so confused and so bothered by all that has transpired that I have to settle down.
I tried to call you earlier.
I don't know if you could have got me the way this thing is working.
Yeah.
Well, but thank goodness we found each other, and we're ready to once again provide the most important program of the weekend.
Indeed.
Music to go to the dump by.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. No, I think we should start with this. Apparently, we've had a lot of requests for something we haven't played in a long time. Maybe we want to kick things off here while we try to figure out what's going.
What's that?
The Renegade Cow, as you had mentioned the other day.
Oh.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got a note here about that. Yeah. Oh, gracious sakes.
That tells you how long I've been around. I now recognize the song. Ay, 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 ay.
So you do, huh?
The Renegade Cow song. I know this song.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a very important part of the history of music to go to the dump by.
Well, yeah.
Have you got everything wired correctly up there in the coop this morning?
No, I haven't. And the crisis is that somehow my old file got mixed in with my new file. So I'm picking pieces out of the floor here in the dirt floor in the coop, and I'm totally... a kilter.
Do you still have your new son-in-law with one hand on one wire and one hand on the other wire? Is that still
working out for you?
No, he quit. We got rid of him. Yeah, okay.
No, we didn't get... Oh, good Lord, we can't get rid of him.
Oh, excuse me. I shouldn't have said that.
He's of such consequence to my daughter.
Indeed.
But, so I don't know where he is. He's around here somewhere. Boy, this has been a very confusing morning. But anyway... we have a listener, maybe two now, that called up, or no, wrote to us, yes, and said that he would appreciate it if we would play Cows with Guns for his son. I believe it was his birthday. Can't find the letter. It's in here, too. I mean, the whole thing is just, it's very, very difficult today. And the point being that it was his favorite song, and it was a great selection on this program, and he hadn't heard it in some time. So that's what we were going to do. Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Here comes Robbie, and I think we've found. Oh, this is it. Where did you find it?
Where you left it.
No, I didn't. It wasn't there. I looked everywhere for it. Okay. So hold on. I can handle this now. I'm
Chapter 2 of Life in a Coop. What?
They said a mask and gloves were enough to go to the grocery store.
Coop life.
They lied. I went, and everybody else had clothes on. Who sent me that? That was Jeffrey. Oh,
Coop life. This is a new reality program.
As the
we're finally getting together and preparing for another classic program. And I thought that this today we were going to talk about eating less plastic.
Eating less plastic.
Does that sound interesting? No, okay.
Whatever we do to get this thing going, sir, I'm all about it.
Well, good.
I'm ready to roll.
What have you thought of the five-day shutdowns? Nothing else is being talked of here at present. That was Lila Webb back in 1918. Oh. Who sent me that? I don't have any idea. Well, you can see we're in a state of woe here trying to get organized for today. Let's
102
play
years
Cows
to get that
guns,
delivered from the mail.
Which has always been one of the most noted and important selections of the program, year in, year out, because it does it provides a message that you can't just fool around with the cows and not be serious. All right, can we play that now, sir?
Fat and docile, big and dumb. They look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be ate at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew. No one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cows say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darkening in the day, 12 burning McDonald's. Have it your way. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough, these uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef. Cows on buns. The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay. Cows outgunned. The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers. We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. Run free with the buffalo or die. Oh, oh. Cows with guns.
Romping through the swamp in the month of May, wading through the slimy ooze, you can drive away your blues. Romping through the swamp, let your troubles fly, smelling like a sty, frolicking with the water snakes and newts.
Hello.
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 Yeah, I haven't heard anything. I've been talking to you for about 3 minutes, and I didn't have anything there to talk to.
Well, we're here now.
Oh, okay. So we're on the air.
Yes, we are. You didn't hear the song in the background?
Well, I didn't hear any of the selection that was requested by the folks down in, let's see, got it right here, East Topsom. Hmm. And they requested for Greg Tilton, 16th birthday and all. That sounds like a pretty important deal. And a lifelong listener, all 16 of the 45 years we've been on the air, of the Dump Show. And he made Eagle Scout, and his favorite song was Ta-Ta, Cows with Guns.
Well, she was just on the line just a few minutes ago. I was talking with her.
Oh, you were?
And yes, we played it.
And we played it.
And we did. And who was it that called?
I can't remember her name.
Oh, for pity's sake. Because she talked with Strasser. Charlotte Strasser,
Charlotte,
the director
yes.
of operations,
mm-hmm.
and I had this note, and I thought that would be a terrific idea to open the program with and show how interested we are in people in, what did I say? West Topsom, of course, yes. All right, so now we're underway. Oh, boy, what a fracas this has been. I think it was the rain all night. I supposed to be a good day today and everything. Not so. All right, Jack. But anyway, congratulations on making 16 years down there in West Topsom.
Yeah, congrats. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, and loyalists. Let's see. Here we are. Okay. All right, now, and we played the theme that really accounts for everything, romping through the swamp. And we certainly are in that endeavor today. My goodness, have you ever seen it rain as hard as it did late yesterday afternoon and early evening?
It was coming down pretty hard last night.
It was. I thought we were going to bust a, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so we're underway once again in this ticklish idea of creating quality music on Saturday morning.
From the coop, yeah.
From the coop. Well, these days, yes, live from the coop, Ken Squire with you on music to go to the dump by there. Now, we've got that taken care of.
Do you want a song for spring?
Oh, yes.
Good idea, Jack.
Jack, what a good idea. Yes, Jack.
Are you sure you want
a song about spring? This is perfect.
It is going to happen, you know, spring.
At some point it'll happen, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
In the springtime, I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? My love is near in the springtime. In the fall, in the winter when it drizzles, the summer when it sizzles, I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris, boy, oh boy. When it sizzles, also in the fall, summer when it drizzles, springtime best of all.
Should have been the opener.
Please picture Farmer Dave and I doing the tango in the studio to that.
Well, that was pitch perfect, I'll tell you, man.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Well, that's one of those great classics of music to go to the dump by that never gets heard enough. I love Paris in the moonbeams.
Very highbrow. Yeah. Very highbrow.
Does she actually sing that way, or do we just have it at the wrong speed or something?
Well, no, you heard the piano. It was
yes.
Perfect.
Well, a little off key there.
There was something wrong with. Well, never mind.
Wait a minute. It's the dump show.
That's right. Well, yeah. I think we should level with our dumpster audience.
Okay, good. Level.
That we attempted to move into a new era in WDEV broadcasting, and we're putting in new telephones. And it's wonderful and exciting, thrilling to think that Jack won't have to ring me up to get me on down the line on a Saturday morning. And it's difficult to get all of this working. And here in the coop where I am during the endemic, you know, we all have to be separated, so this seemed to be a very appropriate place for me to broadcast from up here on the farm.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we couldn't use the old system because you just can't string the, you know, the
never mind.
You
never.
Know, the two tin cans and the string don't go all the way up to the coop.
That's
so
not, that's not even funny.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's not true.
I apologize.
I hope so.
You mean the one that we use at the Tunbridge Fair every year?
That's the one.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so here we are, and we'd like to thank the sponsor who stayed with us. I think it's the last one left, and we're underway.
Oh,
now,
Lord.
I'd like to know about who called you while we were trying to get discombobulated and back on the track.
Well, I think you told the story she wanted to tell.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, but she was a very nice lady, and I was waiting.
And she lives in West Thompson.
Well, I don't know where she lives, but
well, that's
you seem
what I
to
told
have...
you three times for pity's sake. Yes. So why don't we see if we can get her back on the line?
I don't have her number.
Well, you could ask for her kindly to contribute to this classical program.
So you would like to talk with her this morning?
I would like to know.
Well, if she's listening, she may call
West
back.
West Thompson, for pity's sake.
But you know, with the phone system, it may not work. You may be talking with
somebody. Well, that's the thing.
And, somebody from
so we are having technical difficulties is the point of all of this. And I'd like to apologize to her because it was a wonderful idea that she had for her 16-year-old
But it worked.
Son.
We did everything.
We did everything.
We did?
Yes.
The only thing we don't have is her name is what you're saying.
Right.
Well, yeah.
All the necessary information was
well, I thought I had his name.
Why would today be any different than any other day?
That's a good point.
Who was that?
Farmer Dave.
Farmer Dave just came.
Oh, Farmer Dave is there?
Yes.
Yeah, I actually got out of bed early this morning, Ken.
System of electronics, I can't tell you from Jack. It's just insane. Yeah.
Jack is a good-looking one.
That was Mrs. Tilton that we were looking for.
Mrs. Tilton, okay.
Who made this request, and a very nice one, and talked to Charlotte Strasser in our office. Mm. And we were trying to accommodate when we proved to the world that there was a crisis in store. But once again, winter soldiers that we are, we've continued forward, and we're continuing to do that now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you wanted to mention something about the race this weekend, and perhaps
we
can move on here.
On the air, Sunday.
Arlington, South Carolina.
Yes.
3:00 in the afternoon. Right?
Nope, nobody in the stands, right? As I understand.
And nobody in the stands.
Right.
That's the strangest thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine a race with nobody in the stands? Mm-hmm. No PA at the place. That's public address. Mm-hmm. And so there's not much work for me down there.
Good
so
point.
I'll be with you up here in the Great Green Mountains listening to the action when Brad, wait a minute.
It's Gardner.
Someone get the dog out of the coop, please. Jeez. What a terrible job.
How close is that radio to you, by the way?
What radio?
Well, the one we keep hearing as you're, you know, we get kind of a delay of Ken.
You're getting a delay from me?
Yeah. Mm.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Never happened.
Okay.
Do you hear it now?
Yes, very vaguely, yes. But we can deal with it. That's all right.
All right, good. All right.
Should we talk about the big item on the Trading Post this morning?
I thought we were talking about Darlington.
Let me finish about Darlington, because this is the first race after we've had this interruption for the first time in the history of racing on WDEV, and no less than Darlington, you know, the granddaddy of all the super speedways. And Brad Keselowski is going to be on the pole tomorrow. Right?
Yeah.
Of Team Penske. And then Alex Bowman. Alex Bowman, a new young man, very bright fellow, for Hendrick Motorsports. That's the control on the front row for tomorrow's 400-mile race at Darlington, South Carolina. And gets us back, and that may be what we need, something that gets us back into the rhythm of Radio Vermont. All that great baseball with the Red Sox, God knows where that is. But we're looking for it. It's going to be coming along. And then, Bada Bing, what have you got arranged? Have we got anything in other sports that we can provide to the great audience that is music to go to the dump by?
Well, unfortunately, no. All of my sports, as you know, are all canceled for the springtime. And we're looking forward to Major League Baseball, as you mentioned, coming on later. Was it later in June, right? And then the discussion is going to be out this summer to see if we're even going to have fall sports. So,
you're kidding.
No, it's all up in the air. And
This was all going to be over. Don't you remember?
Yes, sir. I remember.
The president told us that we would be ready by Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And everything would be humming.
Yep. Well, you know, it's one of those things where better to err on the side of caution, don't you think?
What's to be cautioned about running a 400-mile race at Darlington?
Well, that's the best part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This, imagine they've had no practice. They had no qualifying. They drew for positions for this race among the 40 starters that are part of the regulars in the series, right?
Right.
Okay. So we think that the first 20 miles ought to be as thrilling, exciting, spectacular, and perhaps take 3 or 4 hours after they were able to untie them from each other.
Maybe practice is overrated.
Let me get this right. I go down the straightaway and I turn left.
Yeah, one,
correct?
Two, three, left.
Okay.
One, two, three, left.
I think he'll come right back to him.
Yeah, and in the straightaway, I just go like hell.
Yeah, well, that's your problem.
Okay.
But, you know, they're going over 180 miles an hour, and it's all the big stars of today's racing. And some new names, for instance, in the second row, for those who are interested, Matt DiBenedetto is on the inside, and Kyle Busch is flanking him. Then Eric Almirola and Kevin Harvick and Ryan Blaney, that would be row four, and row five is Logano and Hamlin. And then row six, is this right? Yeah, I can't believe that.
What's our next selection?
Is that right? Hamlin is starting 10th. Jimmy Johnson and Logano are 8th and 9th. And the guy that did the acrobatics at Daytona.
Yeah.
Flew through the air with the greatest of ease, huh?
Yeah. I'm picturing a chicken producer in the coop with headphones on, struggling to find out what the lineup is for the race.
Well, everyone's interested because it's the first one in what, 4 weeks? There hasn't been a race, and it's slightly altered from what we usually experience. There was no qualifying. They drew for positions among those that have scored points this year, and 40 of them are lined up and ready to go.
Should we get everybody in the flavor of racing so that they might be ready for the race when it comes?
Good idea.
You hear that? What a good idea, indeed.
Something to, you know, get us.
That's something that really has the flavor of Darlington.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking of, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Did he say he was thinking of that?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay. Well, then, in honor of Jack Donovan's creative thinking for the program this morning, let's go to this grand old song about racing.
Beautiful day for the race. Stooge Hand is the favorite today. Assault is in there. Dog Biscuit is 3-1. Safety Pin has been scratched. And at 20-1, Beetle Bomb. Now the horses are approaching the starting gate, and there they go! stooge hand going to the front. Cabbage is second on the rail. Beautiful Linda is third by a length. And a beetle bomb. Around the first turn, stooge hand is still in front. Cabbage is second by a head.
Cabbage by a head!
Beautiful Linda is third. And a beetle bomb. Into the back spits. Dog Biscuit is now leading the pack. Lady Evelyn is second, very close. Banana is coming up through the bunch.
Banana coming up through the bunch!
And beetle bomb. At the half, stooge hand still out in front. Apartment house is second with plenty of room. Assault is passing battery.
Assault battery!
Notary Sojak is fourth. And in last place by 10 lengths, I believe it is. Yes, it is beetle bomb. Around a turn, heading for home. It's stooge hand and Dog Biscuit and Girdle in the stretch. Flying Sylvester is third. And mother-in-law nagging in the rear.
Oh, oh, oh!
And now they come down to the wire. And it's number one and now number two. And it's very close. It'll either be a photo finish or an oil painting. And now Lewis leads with a left. And Lewis is in there slugging. And it's a battle. And now they're tearing hair. There's hair all over the ring. There's hair all over the place. I don't know whose hair it is. It's mine. And there goes the winner!
Oh, I like that one.
Well, Jack, I don't think that exactly
well, it was just kind of
assimilates in any way the grand old super speedway of American stock car racing, Darlings in South Carolina.
But, Ken, it does bring up the point.
What?
Why don't you send me to Saratoga this year?
What?
Here they come into the clubhouse turn. It's ladies' outer gear on the inside, banana
oh,
on
no,
the inside.
No, 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 stop that.
we could do Saratoga. Okay.
And what would we do with Saratoga?
I would call the race.
Oh, you would call
for WDEV.
Oh, goodness sakes.
I'm dying here. I've got no sports to call. Sheesh.
Well, I tell you what we could do.
What?
How about Tunbridge?
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah?
Now, it's standard breads. It's not thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's the real flavor of Vermont. It's a classic every single year down there.
Well, do they still do the cart racing there?
What do you mean the cart racing?
The cart. What is
salty.
Salty.
Salty,
yeah.
Of course. Yep. Yes. Thank you, Jack.
That was Farmer Dave, actually. That.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. It's hard to tell.
Cart racing.
The part of Jack Donovan today will be played by Farmer Dave.
Oh, what a crazy day.
Yeah, well, it's a crazy day, yeah. No, no, that's probably a very good idea.
Okay, I'm going to make a memo.
I wonder if there's some other horse races like that nobody cares about that we could...
Send me to. Sure. I can't get something with a big deal. Let's just send them to somewhere nobody cares about.
This would be a good time to do a cannonball run. Look at the time that they would make going from here to the West Coast. There's no traffic. That would be a pretty good race right there, mister.
Well, that would. And we could get you a helicopter and you could fly over it and give us reports every 8 or 9 days of who's done what to where.
Yeah.
They can't get out of New Jersey. They keep turning left.
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me of the Navigator. What was his name? The Saint?
The Navigator.
The one that discovered the United States.
Yeah, we all flunked history, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, and how could you miss
Amerigo
that?
Vespucci?
No. It was an Irish saint. And he was called the Navigator.
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
Well, he actually was very, very important because he navigated around the world 7 times.
Hmm.
Yeah, and nobody ever gave him any credit.
No.
Of course, his idea of the world was Ireland.
So I'm guessing 6 times he was lost.
I was a psychologist.
I cut it on the 7th.
Well, he was a good person, and he had a couple of gizmos with him, and they they were able to accomplish this feat years and years before Christopher whatever. We'll have to check on that.
It's Navigator on the outside coming into the clubhouse turn.
No.
Sorry.
No. But, yeah, there's a lot more to that story. There's parts of it that I have to brush up on. All right. Now, what do we have to do now? No Red Sox this afternoon. No baseball for... Have they named an official day that they're going to start all of that?
Not as of yet, no.
We do have the garden show today.
Well, of course, that's a critically important program.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. For all of you that tune in and show your enthusiasm each and every week for gardening, that's at 12:30, right?
Yes, sir.
In the garden. Isn't that what it's called?
Yep.
Yeah, that's
very popular.
Oh, extremely, yeah. Yeah, in the pits. Mm. No, that's not right.
No, that's not really
and he's
correct.
He is a very good gardener.
Yeah, he is. He's very
smart. And he's part of the WDEV staff and does this each and every Saturday. Oh, boy.
Other than that,
not much.
Want to hear about the commode?
No, I don't want to hear about the commode.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Excuse me. Stop. Hold the phone. What about the commode? Oh, was that on Music to Go to the Dump By?
No, but it was on the Trading Post. Hello?
Oh, that's right.
Circa 1940s. Circa 1940s.
You're in the coop this morning, yeah.
The commode with the oak box and then the original piping going down to the original toilet. How about that? Pull chain on it. I think that's pretty
big. How much
do
they want for it?
A call. They want them to call. Why, do you want one for the coupe?
No, I want it for WDEV.
Ooh, that's an upgrade. Boy,
yeah,
we'll get
an upgrade.
That'll be an upgrade.
Sick of you guys running out the back. Anyway.
Well, how about that, though? Circa's 1940 commode with the oak box that goes up in the air.
Well, that's where the water is maintained.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you could warm it, you see.
Gentlemen, Ken?
Yes?
We have a listener calling in from Charleston,
South Carolina?
Yes, Ed. I think he's a frequent listener this morning. And he has
Hello?
Hello?
Is this a listener from South Carolina?
Ed, can you
hear me? Yeah, I can hear you. I'm listening on the streaming service. Long time listener when I lived in Vermont, but I made my escape down here to civilization.
Now, that's not fair and it's not true.
Uh-huh.
What kind of a Vermonter are you?
Smart.
Well, I was imported from the Air Force, so I sort of bounced around a bit.
I see. Okay.
Anyway, Ed had an answer to the question you were asking about discovering.
Bill Bouncer, yeah. Okay.
Yes, the great Irishman who discovered America.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that was St. Brendan.
That's right.
Brendan.
You're absolutely correct.
Farmer Dave, write that down.
Fine Irishman I'd be if I didn't know it.
Oh, what is your last name?
DeBrault.
DeBrault.
Pronounced like a bar fight with a T.
DeBrault. Well, excellent. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Okay. Keep up the good work, guys. I was a longtime listener when I lived up there, and I'm glad you got the streaming service. That way I can keep up my weekly dose of the dump.
Well, I wish the hell we had you up here now, because we've had crisis and chaos since 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
After we had a great Trading Post with old Butta Bing.
Out of the park.
Well, after listening to the weather you've had all week, I'm glad I'm down here. I spent 40 years on the Northern Tier.
Well,
I've had enough 4th of July
snow. For sure. My goodness, how it rained late yesterday afternoon, and I thought we were going to lose the farm. It was just coming down in sheets. I said sheets, yes. And
yes.
But it's a better day today, just nice and gray. Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we thank you for calling us from the Carolinas, and tell your friends about us.
Oh, I do.
Again,
we've got quite a few ex-Vermonters down here working at the bowling plant.
Wow.
I see Vermont Strong license plates all over the place when I drive through there.
Wow.
Now, where were you working down there?
Okay, well, I retired down here when I retired from the Air Force, but I work with the South Carolina Aquarium as one of the volunteer divers.
Wow.
And I'm also with the South Carolina State Guard. We do disaster recovery and flood rescues and so on. That's where I spent my first autumn here was with the Millennial Rains, and we were out evacuating people.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, you see, once again, you're being a savior, coming to our assistance and reminding us.
The old fire horse just can't get out of harness.
Well, it's wonderful to hear from you, and for you to call all the way from down around Darlington, right? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Where are you in South Carolina?
Okay, just outside of the city of Charleston.
Oh, Charleston.
Beautiful
city.
That's
a lovely place, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, who are you picking to win the race tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, which you'll hear here on WDEV?
Whoever comes in first.
He must be a Democrat.
No, he must be a smart aleck.
Sir, this goes to phone, sir. My seconds will notify you of the location.
Well,
thanks for calling. I appreciate
another,
it.
You guys keep up the good work.
All right,
thanks a lot.
All right.
Trying to get some enthusiasm into the program, but the fact alone came up with the name of the individual who they say discovered America, and he thought he sailed around it seven times.
Wow!
And it turned out he was circumnavigating Ireland.
Yeah. And you know what? We got the answer from South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Yeah, well, let's see. That's why the program is what it is.
International. International.
International, because we have intelligentsia like that listening to Radio Free Vermont. Ken Squire here in the coop, all cooped up until we get through this endemic. How is it going down in South Carolina?
He's gone, by the way. He's left.
He's gone?
He's gone, yes.
The quarter ran out? Okay. Well,
yeah, we have another commercial, or yeah, I guess only one, to pass along to you at this point. Okay. Then we have a new piece of work from the folks at the Mutwa, who are big fans of music to go to the
dump.
Well,
no, they don't buy anything. I mean, they're always skimpy and so.
When you cook like that, you don't have to buy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, so the Mutwa wants an announcement on the radio?
No, they don't want an announcement on the radio. What I was going to say, if you'd let me finish before you jump in there, one of the members of the Mutwa got a piece, a nice kind of a funny take on what's happening, although it's not funny, with this COVID-19, how the Italians react to it.
Oh.
Yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I thought we'd pass that along.
There's going to be something really humorous on the program this morning.
Yeah, nothing's been funny so
after
far, has it?
Crisis and chaos, which has followed us so far.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, and I'm still fascinated with that wonderful call from South Carolina.
Yeah, down in Charleston, yeah.
Yes.
Just outside of Charleston.
About the Irish saint that is, we're told, I heard this story, that he circumnavigated the world seven times. It could have been three. You know, sometimes people exaggerate in some of the places I go for my study. Mm-hmm. And but on the other hand, apparently we have to do some examination of this and see, because he was a very famous a saint. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Saint Brendan.
Saint Brendan.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll get into that in another program. But, I mean, that will take further examination, because he was a heck of a good guy. And you know, he did that at a very small boat. It was three men in a boat, and it looked like that was the problem, you know. The boat was so small that it looked like a pumpkin with the top cut off. And the people were very disturbed when this thing kept floating around the island of Ireland. And they tried to run him out of town, but he wouldn't stop. But they felt that was, you know, if he was going to float around in something, it should be in a potato. And we need to check on this, Jack. You're a good Irishman. You can help me with this. And perhaps if you, when you were wasting your time with those other louts that hang out up there at the Mutwa, they would fill you in on details about this important historical fact. That, well, it is. It's an Irish fact, and we can pass this on to our multitudes.
I'll mark that down of all the things that I have to do to make sure that, you know.
But this was earth-shaking.
Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, it changed the whole business about the earth.
Now, back to that happy Italian song that we were going to play.
That was the happy Italian song.
Yes. This is, you know, we're going through some rough time. We have been for a couple of months now, so...
Is this another way they're getting a free plug for one of their meals?
No, not at all. No.
At the Mutwa?
It was Harper Mitchell. You know Harper.
Oh, Harper. Yeah. Oh, my heavens. You can't believe a word he says.
Friend of Harper sent this to him and thought we might like to play it on the dumb show. So I said I'd listen to it, and I thought it appropriate.
And you thought that was appropriate.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's a number that Jack Donovan feels is appropriate.
For a little levity, because we've lacked of it this morning, that's for sure.
Play the song.
Everybody listen up, and please no interrupt me. I'ma tell you what you gotta do to keep up from going crazy. We are in a quarantine, the Kesigama COVID-19, but the time machine will pass. Just to do the best you can and no be a pain in the ass. Hey, mama, let's all drink some wine. Hey, mama, everything will be just fine. Everybody, capisce? All we do is sit at home and make the breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm gonna give you a little advice just in case you're a beginner. If you make the macaroni, rigatoni, cannelloni, and you never leave the table, you will gain 300 pounds, and to walk you won't be able. Hey, mama, let's all drink some wine. Hey, mama, it's gonna be just fine. Now, the way I see it, everybody thinks they have it so bad. Mamma mia, they have no idea how bad it could really be. I remember my mama say, always make the right decision. When it's time to get married, make your choice with precision. You better hope that she can cook and that she is Italiana. You better not make a big mistake and come home with a puttana. You could have an ugly wife, terrible kids, a horrible life, and a mother-in-law who hates you. But don't forget, it could be worse. You could be riding in a hearse. Hey, mama, let's all drink some wine. Hey, mama, it's gonna be just fine. Hey, mama, just to sing and laugh and dance. Enjoy the life you got, because you won't get a second chance. Enjoy the life you got, because you won't get a second chance. Enjoy the life you got, because you won't get another chance.
Jack?
Yes? What do you think?
Unbelievable.
Isn't it good?
And that was sent in by a dumpster?
It was sent in by a friend of a dumpster, and that dumpster, of course, is a friend of ours, Harper Mitchell.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Harper. Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Holy smokes, that's fantastic.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, we could play that every time that the Mutwa forgets to, you know,
invite you. Here we go again.
Little soirees that they have.
You're welcome anytime. You know that.
Yeah, welcome every time, yeah. Oh, gee, Ken. You weren't there, no, because nobody told me, and you all, and it's all you Irishmen, Jack Donovan, my purple bunny.
Oh,
yeah, well, that's my friends at the Mutwa. And they sent us that, though. By golly, they're all right. And, of course, that's Harper. And he always was a good person.
Mm. What do you mean, always was?
Where are we now?
Well, we're about a minute before 10 o'clock.
You're kidding.
No.
My, how when you're having fun.
Yeah, and we're having fun
the
here.
The time
yeah.
goes by. Bumping along through the crisis and chaos of this week's program, this is certainly one of the most challenging music to go to the dump buys in the history of, well, what is it now, 4 decades?
Oh, there's been a few others, I can be assured.
No, not like this. I mean, everything, a single thing. And thanks to that good person down
are you,
there.
Are you going to cast a blame, as you always do, upon me before you
no,
leave?
No, I wasn't.
Take a parting shot? Is that what you're going to
no,
do?
No, of course not.
Get the old Thumbs Donovan thing out there again? Remember that
well,
one? Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's
yeah.
more appropriate than
sure,
others.
Sure, yeah,
that's
all right.
Trying to be nicer about it. It's the new me. And
yeah, the new you.
Yeah. And I was going to suggest again.
Yeah.
That if you really want to hear a hell of a race, we think that tomorrow at Darlington, you know, they have no public address. They have no, people sashaying around waving pom-poms and so forth. It's just 43 guys are going to line up,
yeah.
No time trials, nothing. They haven't been on this track. That was part of that, and I don't know why they did that. But anyway, it certainly is going to make for an exciting beginning to what is always a great race. And before you get done, you've got some serious people well back in the field because the positions 1 through 12 were, determined?
Yeah.
Determined by a random draw in those positions of the teams that are in the 12 top positions.
So what kind of a challenge is this for the announcer? You know, you would know better than anybody. Calling this race.
There isn't any announcer.
Yeah? Oh, there is no announcer?
No.
Huh.
Zero. The one you're going to hear is what you're going to hear on WDEV tomorrow. Now, of course, those teams all have all kinds of communications between themselves. And they have their spotters up on the roof, and they're trying to keep track of their guy. I think it's going to be a fascinating race for all kinds of reasons. They're trying something new. They wanted to get going, and where better to go than Darlington to begin where it all began. That was the first super speedway as such that was generated back in the early days of NASCAR. Mm-hmm. So I hope you'll tune in tomorrow. I think it's going to be a dandy. And they've got that Alex Bowman, nice young kid, on the outside of the front row. And then that Matt DiBenedetto from out in California. He's a great young guy. And beside him is the monster, Kyle Busch. And then, I read all of that to you. But here are the guys that are back a ways. Jimmy Johnson is starting 8th. Logano is 9th. Denny Hamlin is 10th. Denny Hamlin, imagine, is 10th. And you know what a monster he's been. Won that first race and that exciting finish when they came to the white flag 1 lap to go. He was involved in what turned out to be looked like a complete crisis for Denny Hamlin. And my gosh, he was out of the hospital in 4 or 5 days, walking out of the hospital with his 2 little girls. And he's back. And he'll be right beside young Chase Elliott from over in Georgia. So you see, it's the real deal. And they're not kidding. They want to get started, and they want to do it right, and it's something totally different coming out of a period when there have been no races. And these guys are really chomping on the bit, so to speak. I think we're going to have quite a time on DEV tomorrow afternoon. Wouldn't you agree?
I would say so, yeah. If you're a motor racing fan, that's the place to be. By the way, we have another one coming up on Wednesday at Darlington as well. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
6:30?
And then next week.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go down to Charlotte,
yeah.
North Carolina, and that's all. And that is the biggie,
mm-hmm.
the 600 for the Memorial weekend kind of thing, huh? Yeah, it's all here on DEV because that's what there is, and you have to stick with us on this one. And we think we're going to get the Red Sox. Is it true that it's going to be in July? Did Butterbean sneak out again?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
You know what we ought to do is turn our good friend, Farmer Dave, into a play-by-play announcer. Wouldn't that be terrific?
How do you think about that, Dave?
I don't see it happening.
You don't?
No.
Well, I would think that you're colorful.
I don't have the gift of gab. And besides that, I'm afraid I might have one of them words come out that you're not supposed to say on the radio.
Well, most people are foreign to Vermont, and they wouldn't know what the hell you said. I would think we ought to think about that. What do you say, Jack?
Well, I think Farmer Dave should have the decision on that, whether he wants to or not.
I do have one thing I want to say today, before we go to the hymn and
right
this
ahead.
And that. Now, a couple weeks ago, Jack, I came in here and I mentioned how back when I was a kid, we used to get underneath our desks in school. It was a drill we practiced in case there was like a nuclear war.
Right, remember that, yeah.
Yeah. And
No.
In hindsight being 2020, and the fact that was about 50-some-odd years ago, we realized how foolish that was, which makes me wonder if 50 years from now, not that I'll be here, but if we'll look back on this coronavirus thing and realize that, boy, we didn't do that right at all. But having said that, every time I feel the need to dive under my desk, dumpsters, I want you to know that I will be wearing a mask.
Uh-huh. Just in case, huh?
Yes. Rather safe than sorry.
Covered in all directions.
Yeah.
But 50 years ago would have taken it back, and the only concern that we had when we were hiding under our desks, that was 60 years ago.
Probably, yeah.
In that period, yeah. It was not an endemic. It was the bombs from the Japanese that were going to fall on the West Coast and the East Coast, and we were, you know, we even had spotters in Waterbury, Vermont. They had a little building across from the railroad station, and Aunt Evelyn used to be in there with a telephone to notify anybody that was concerned if she saw a Japanese bomber or even a Japanese fighter plane flying over. And I'm not kidding. That's the truth. Yeah. But that was all over the nation because we were so concerned after that sneak attack they pulled off on Pearl Harbor. Whew. Well, that's just old memories. I'm sorry. Well, we must continue moving forward into a bright, shiny new world. And that brings us back to the endemic. Oh, God.
Remember the good old days, Ken? 2019?
Yeah, right. And what's going to happen now when we finally get to the conclusion of this and discover that this has gone on forever? There's always been some kind of disaster that is around a disease that seems to just linger about and move all over the world from Africa into the Far East. And now we've got it here in the United States again. As we did back there, and we got to get the president straightened out. That was 1918. It was as the war ended, and they think that it was, you know, we had all those American troops over there help bail out the Europeans, and they brought it back with them.
Your radio all of a sudden seemed to get louder and louder. Is this
what?
Somebody turned it up in the background there? Your radio there.
My radio?
Yeah. Whatever you're listening to there in your coop.
No. It can't be.
Well,
all this
it
engineering
was.
We put into this.
Yes, I know. Well, we have a listener on the line. Would like
pray
to
pray for next week.
Because we have a listener on the line before we close here. Has a word for Farmer Dave. Go ahead.
Hello. I think I heard on the birthday announcements yesterday, maybe the day before, that Farmer Dave was celebrating a birthday. So I guess I'll say belated happy birthday.
Booyah!
So you know,
Dave had a birthday.
Yeah,
I told my mother yesterday. I said, "Ma, it's just a day. It's just another day. Of course, it took 65 years to get here, but it's just another day.
65? Well,
that's not true at all, Farmer Dave. You know, we rely on you for all of this progressive thinking about how we can improve Vermont.
You're welcome.
And I think we all agree that Phil's done a pretty good job. But if he would listen to you, we'd be far further along towards a future that has real meaning, don't you think?
Well, we'd all be out spreading manure. I know that for sure.
Well, you see, now there you go. There you go.
All right, we're all set now for the closing.
We're all set now for the
closing
the
hymn.
Day.
All right.
Well, thank you for wishing me a happy birthday on the other end of the phone there. I appreciate that. And the marvelous, magical mystery lady did the same thing.
You guys are both talking over each other. You can't do that, you know? So no.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm in the coop, and I only get part of what... This is a disaster today as a complete program. But another time, another week, just 7 days away, we'll be back.
Oh, we're coming back. Oh, good.
Yep. Yeah, well, I hope so.
We still got sponsors. Might as well.
Got two left.
You are so silly, Farmer Dave.
All right, let's set us up for this.
We're dispatching those sponsors at a pretty good level because, you see, with the problems with the plague, that doesn't rhyme at all with keeping sponsors. Awful time for broadcasters and telecasters, newspapers, weeklies. Yep, news is pretty grim, isn't it? But thank goodness that we have Jack Donovan here because he's going to operate a Saturday morning outlaw program until noon. And then, 12:30, we go into the garden with Joel Nashman. How about that?
Sounds good to me. For all of
I'm trying to help out.
Yeah, I know you are. So you want to set up the...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
If you're out on the highway, and we know that there are very few of you doing that, but if you are... We'd ask you to pull over to the side of the road and join with us. Yeah, pull off on the side of the road before you fold your hands and close your eyes and think and dream of a better world than what we are sustaining at the present time. Oh, my goodness sakes. That's right. Put your hand on the radio. Feel the strength and power of broadcasting. Coming forward, leading you in a new direction to a better place.
As we reach the twilight hours of our fleeting earthly time, and know we will not see the sun tomorrow, we may think with deep regret of all the things we leave behind. But oh, my friends, do not give in to sorrow. On the other shore, we will reunite with all the things we ever owned before. Our single socks will all be to their rightful pairs restored. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. As we near those golden sidewalks floating on the clouds above, assuming heaven is our destination, we may glance behind for one last look at everything we love. But truly, there's no call for reservations on the other shore.
On the other shore,
we'll have piles and piles of jeans we can't fit into anymore. We'll wear all those crazy cowboy shirts we got from Fred Labor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore. We'll find books we bought in college and sold for half price unread. And sacks of earring backs lost under someone's bed.
and baseball cards and army men and model planes galore. And every tiny plastic high-heel Barbie ever wore. On the other shore, on the other shore, we'll have giant storage units free of charge forevermore, where our tax receipts will all be saved in bags upon the floor. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore, on the other shore. We'll find National Geographic's from 1974. Our children's ark will cover God's refrigerator door. We'll meet all our possessions on the other shore.
Yes, this has been a trial, a tribulation, but that's what the world is full of these days, and we're just challenged to match it. And we've done a Methodist job this morning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we'll be back with you next week, all things considered, and want you to be here because the Jack Donovan program is coming up next. There's some pretty good music in there.
Oh, really? Oh. Yeah. Some pretty good music.
And say, that new fellow in the afternoon that did what you used to do until you, I don't know what happened to you. You just got tired, huh, Jack?
No, I just thought it was time to say goodbye to the 60-hour weeks you were making me work.
Yeah, well.
Come on, Ken, it's called an afternoon nap. You ought to know that by now.
Oh, I know, and that's what it was when he did it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, fine.
Jack Donovan is next, friends, and stay with us. We're going to get through this endemic, and we're going to make a better Vermont. I got to tell you, Vermont shines pretty good right now, real good, as Bobby Allison would say, real good, because of the kind of people that we have here in Vermont. Strong, strong, by George. If you don't think so, you just listen to Darlington tomorrow, because those guys are strong, but they don't touch a Vermonter. I have to go now.
All right.
Kenley Dean Squire on WDEV with this program each and every Saturday in memory of Buster and Marie.